Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE. That means it's time once again for another visit with the one and only Ron Price, who is the author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. You know, one and only, people say, are you Ron Price? I say, yeah, nobody else is willing to be.
So well,
I have to.
Heavy cross to bear.
Yeah. Actually, I was just away, and I was visiting in a church, and one of the head deacons there was named Ron Price.
What?
So we had, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Our wives had different names, fortunately.
Well, that's good.
We had some fun with that.
So. Good. Well, yeah. Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And you are back with another lesson for us.
I am,
about
Scott.
A pledge.
Well, we're going to do the pledge next week.
Oh.
So let's do fun this week.
Okay.
I switch gears on you. That's my fault.
Notes.
Ladies and gentlemen, not
okay.
The host's fault.
It's my fault. Notes. All right. So we're doing fun. Okay.
The importance of fun.
Sure.
Bucket list. And the reason I wanted to do that today is because tomorrow I plan to head down to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, right.
And on Friday morning, this is the plan. This is what my mind has in
right.
mind.
Okay.
Friday morning, get up at 5:30. No, get up at probably 5 to be at the trailhead at 5:30 in the morning. Layers, because it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
And headlamp, because it's going to be dark. And start down the North Kaibab Trail and not stop walking. Take breaks, obviously, but not stop walking until I set foot on the South Rim, hopefully 12 hours later. Now, I see
Why?
You shaking your
Why?
Head over there,
Why?
Scott.
But I know you've done this before.
Yes.
So you're going to do it another second time.
You know, there's a sense of accomplishment to
I'm
it.
I'm sure.
There really is.
Yeah.
I'm 72, and glad that I can even think about doing it. I don't know if I'll make it.
Well, I can think about doing it, but actually doing it is where I draw the line. But I think it's awesome.
You know, it's just a lot of fun. Got a good group going. And I make sure every time I do this, I bring young people with me.
Good.
I'm
yeah.
smarter than I look. So
right.
if I need assistance, I know who to call on. But I say all that because it's a fun thing to do. And fun is such an important but often overlooked aspect of healthy relationships. At work, at home, wherever. So much research, Scott,
okay.
I'm a professional
sure.
speaker. So much research talks about the importance of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the most productive, profitable workplaces are those where people enjoy working there. They have fun, not just now and then, but as a regular component of their existence.
I can
so
see
I just
that.
Want to challenge people. What's on your bucket list before you forgive me for this? Kick the bucket. What do you want to? I probably shouldn't have said that. But what do you
no.
want to accomplish?
Yeah.
As a workplace, as a family,
mm-hmm.
while you still can.
Right.
And put items on that list, and then make plans to make them happen. Here's a couple of easy ones. I think everybody in San Juan County has already discovered pickleball because when I go to play, it's often quite crowded. But if you haven't found pickleball yet, look into it. Young, old, male, female, it's a great sport. It's very social. It can be competitive. It can be good exercise, but it's more of a fun activity. I like to go frisbee golfing, although I haven't in a while. Disc golf, the college mm-hmm. has a disc golf course here. Exactly
yeah.
right. Lyons Wilderness has a course. Once you buy the discs, which aren't that expensive, it costs nothing to
right.
go out.
And I might add that I think you can maybe rent the discs from our rental center here at San Juan College if you don't have your discs.
And by the way, I'm so glad you mentioned that. You can rent almost anything.
True.
You want to go camping and you don't have a tent? Well, call the college.
You want to hike the Grand Canyon? I guess you could maybe get a walking stick or something else.
Yeah,
from
I bet.
The rental center.
But seriously, canoes, kayaks, mm-hmm. sleeping bags, yeah. porta potties.
Sure.
This college rental place is something else. Bikes.
Right.
You don't have to buy anything. In fact, if you think, hey, I might like camping, but I don't know, rent.
Yeah.
See if you like it, and then you can decide to purchase more if you want.
True. But I have a question for you.
What do you got?
I have a question for you. Not to interrupt you.
What do you? No,
the great
ahead.
Ron Price, but I do want to ask you a question.
What do you got?
With all these fun activities, right,
yes.
which we all agree are important in many relationships, whether they're personal or work-related or whatever,
right.
is it the memories that you make with these fun activities that make them maybe so special?
Did I prompt you with that question?
No, because I didn't even know what you were talking about, apparently.
No, it's an excellent question. In fact, I'm reading a book right now on the 4 Habits of Joy. We'll talk about that in a few weeks
okay.
after I've ingested it a little bit, digested, after I've learned more about
absorbed
the
it.
Habits of Joy. But they talk about when you relive a memory, you experience the same level of joy you experienced when you created that memory. So, in fact, that is something I was going to talk about today, 100 item. We may have talked about this before, but that's all right. Get together as a family, even a work team if you want, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
List 100 memories, and don't get hung up on 100, 50, 75, 25, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But important events in your life that put a smile on your face, that brought you joy then, and will bring you joy as you recall them. And then get together, set a time limit, but start sharing those memories, and don't just say, oh, that's the time we went to Disney World. No, that's the time we went to Disney World. And remember, it rained so hard and everybody was soaked and we were just laughing and watching all the people. And you relive as much detail as you can, the joyous feelings will come back. So that's a great point. It's planning the event sometimes, getting
True.
Excited about that, doing the event, and then reliving memories afterwards. Great point.
Very good. Good advice. All right. We're all going to go have fun. Be careful because we want to see you next week.
I'll look forward to it.
All right. We're going to fly you back.
All right.
From the bottom of the Grand Canyon. No, from the other edge of the Grand Canyon because you're going to go all the way down and back up.
Right.
The whole
One
thing.
Day. One day. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
More power to you.
My mind thinks it's a great idea.
God bless you, Ron Price.
My body, we're not sure. We'll okay. find out.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for joining us, everyone. We'll be back next week here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.